DJ Cupcake versus the Tranny Game is today. I mean, come on. This is big.
What? Okay, so we're getting one of our guests in here right now, right?
Yeah.
Because our intern is gone, right?
That's right.
So, should we get one of them?
She's a man who isn't a man. She's actually a woman. Can't wait. She's got... Looks like... I don't even know. I've never seen her before. Dude. She's got... No, feels it. It's a full-on man. For the first time ever, we're meeting Sean. Dang, Sean.
Hey,
holy, blowing my mind right now, dude. Whoa.
My sister.
Your sister?
How's it going, guys?
Your sister has the sickest tattoo I've ever seen in my life. She has a Hello Kitty tattoo on her chest, and the bow tie has the studs coming out of the bow tie. It's next level body art. High level body art. Is that in magazines?
No.
It should be in a magazine. It's high level.
Thank you.
Unbelievable tattoo. Do you have any more tattoos?
Yeah.
Oh, you blew it. That one right there would have made you... I would like... She's an alien. Some weird thing how you know... It's a crazy... Well done, tattoo.
Thank you.
What's your name?
Alicia.
You're what?
Alicia.
Alicia.
Yes.
And this is Sean.
Sean, how are you?
I mean, you look like a dude.
Yeah, that's the point.
Yeah, you've done it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I just don't have a penis yet, so...
And you just don't have a penis?
Nope.
And you date girls?
Yes.
Are they cool with that?
Yeah. So
they know?
Yeah. I'm pretty open about it. I have to be.
So, I feel like the only thing, like when he talks, can you talk closer to the microphone?
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah. You do sound a little feminine.
Yeah, I'm still going through the process.
But I feel like if I didn't know and you came in,
I just assume you were a guy.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. So, it's a weird, and now it's weird because now when I see you, I see... Oh, wow.
I do shave my armpits, but that's my chest.
You look like a dude. How'd you get hair on your stomach?
Testosterone.
You're on steroids.
Essentially.
He's going to beat the shit out of you, raw dog.
I have no training.
Look at his fucking tattoo and shit.
Okay, so?
He's going to fucking, look at it. He's got little guns. He's going to fucking spank the shit out of you.
I have little
guns. We have the greatest fight I've ever seen now. For a while there, I was like, I don't know. How much do you weigh?
Right now, like 112.
112. Yeah. He's little.
I'm pretty little.
But he doesn't have a penis or balls.
Nope.
So it's a fight, dude.
So you gotta prove that I can stay a man, I guess.
Yeah. Wow. So do you think you could beat him?
I don't know. I've never ever
fought Spanish?
Before, so. Diaz, Mexican, yeah.
Yeah.
Half.
Yeah. He looks like a boxer.
you look perfect.
You like you'd be a good boxer. Like
cool,
people who are really good boxers who are little dudes look like you.
Well, thank you.
Raw dog,
maybe I'll go
you don't look like a good little boxer.
You don't think I look like a boxer?
No, not at all.
I think it'll be a good match.
But I think it's fair that you say so you don't know any boxing at all. You never trained.
No, never trained.
So you're the sister.
Yes.
So you know girls. And he's a girl, but like back in the day, he was being girly, and you knew, and you were probably the only person that was cool with it, huh? Because I feel like it's the easiest position for anyone, you know, in a family where the girl wants to be a man. First of all, that's not you want to be a man; it's you're gay. That's what your family's.
Lesbian, yeah.
So you're gay. So your sister, you're older.
Younger.
You're younger.
Mm-hmm.
So you want. But you still know it's not. You're not that far apart.
5 years.
And she's a girl. Girls know. You knew.
Her and
right?
I are complete opposites. We were our whole lives. But she's the girl, and I was the tomboy.
Did you know that he was a gay guy when you were growing up?
Yeah, we always got like we know everything about each other.
Right.
So. I've been. Open
are you straight?
Since I was.
Yeah.
They
were.
Right.
Yeah.
And did you used to dress up in her stuff?
Oh God, no, no,
no.
Never just
for my brother. I would wear my brother's clothes. Well, no, not even that because he's real small.
Right. So how's your family? I've asked you, but your family's cool with it?
Very cool. Very supportive. I couldn't ask for a better family.
Seems like a natural thing for me. Like, I don't know where you look like, or but you just seem naturally happy, and you look like a dude. So I'm happy for you.
I was miserable as a girl, so.
Right. So there you go. Maybe who called and said they were miserable the other?
Somebody called and said they were miserable the other day.
Is Russo somebody? I don't know.
Russo.
I can't remember who it was. Doesn't matter. When you get penis and balls, like, what is it? Is he coming?
I just want to mention, you know, did you explain to everybody what's going on? Our intern is going to be coming back soon, and we should probably
take
Sean out of here.
Sure, because Cupcake thinks he can guess between who's a girl and who isn't a girl.
Gotcha. So. I do have before and after photos of everything if you want to see them later.
Of you naked?
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute, how old were you?
21.
Okay, I'll look.
22, maybe.
Good answer. You know, also we can talk to Sean after we're done with the game as well.
Yeah.
And you know what you're doing today, right?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, good.
I do. I was asked to bring a dress. That's all I know.
Yeah, well, he has to get ready, right?
Yeah, basically, we want you to look as womanly as possible.
Okay.
Because we have another guy who's a transsexual, and then we have another one. Who's a transsexual, and he has to guess, because we had a game where it's...
Gotcha.
He has to guess the girl, and he's going to kiss the one that he knows is a girl.
Oh, God. Okay. I'm not gay, though.
No.
But okay.
Yeah, no,
We're not real. He's married.
Okay.
Yeah,
just kiss,
no,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no tongue fucking or anything like that, yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Exactly. So, you want to come on out and let's...
Cool.
It was really nice to meet you.
Oh, we're going to meet you.
I am going to fight you and beat you.
Cool.
Oh, my God.
Nice.
Did you get a photo of these two? Stand up and face each other. Give me this.
He's sponsored by Red Dragons for like a second, and already he's got the attitude.
I think it's a good competition.
Face off.
All right.
I have good faces.
Alright.
Cool.
Awesome.
These are some great photos.
Alright.
Right, so that's a contest that we're going to have today, ladies and gentlemen. We have a bet.
We are getting our guests in. Right now we have Amy's here.
That's right. Amy, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing really good. How are you doing?
We're doing good. Amy, you look like a girl. I feel that if this wasn't a particular thing that we knew somebody was coming in, I'd just be like, that's a girl. You're just a girl.
Oh, well, you know, I am.
But your voice is a little deep, though.
I'm transsexual, but yeah.
Your voice is a little bit deep, though, huh?
I guess so. I don't know. I don't listen to myself, really.
You wouldn't even think
of
that, right?
I wouldn't think, exactly.
So, and here's...
And this is a Domino. How's it going, guys?
Good, alright.
Hey, Domino.
Hi.
So, Amy and Domino, are you sure? I'm thinking Domino. We go for that one, the name. I mean, you're a girl, too. I've met you before, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're pretty hot.
Thank you.
Mm. That works out for you, I'm sure.
What?
Just being hot and stuff.
Yeah.
You're okay with this contest? We're all good. I'm talking. I know I'm talking quietly because I don't want it. I don't want this because this whole thing is. He thinks that anybody who's a guy, he knows straight away. He'll know, and he has a very closed-minded. I know it's not. It's just because he's closed-minded. He's not really a homophobe, but he fucking sounds like one in conversation. So that's what this contest is about. He needs to be proven wrong, and he needs to kiss somebody who was a man.
Okay.
I know you guys are girls now. But you know what I mean, transsexual. He hasn't. In his mind, that could be like a really hard thing to deal with.
But it's silly.
Silly.
I think it's gonna be a life changing.
It's his ass. Is the air conditioner on? Tell 50 to go out. That's the second time he's bummed out a guest.
Yeah.
50, your ass has gone too far. Is the AC on? Fucking 50.
Yeah. Well.
Trying to help him out and bring him around, but he can't just keep doing that to everybody. I apologize. Anyway, we have one more person that's going to be in this contest, and he can't hear me, right? She's a girl.
Right.
But she's a man.
Oh, so she's F to M. Wait, no.
Yeah, F to M.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
but she's here today to stand with you guys dressed as a girl.
Oh, that's a, oh.
So she's, we're trying to get him to think that that's...
You mean him?
Yeah, that, yeah. It's very confusing.
Yeah.
Wait, so...
I want him to kiss one of you two. That's what I want.
Is he here or is she here?
She's here.
Hmm. Wait, I'm so confused.
Yeah.
He has a vagina.
Oh, okay. So yeah. It's like...
So it's a, yeah, you want to call him a him.
Yeah.
All right, he's a him.
Right. Yeah. Yes. But he will be dressed as a girl.
Yeah, that's what I thought you were asking.
He's a drag right now.
Yeah. Yeah, he's dressed up to look like a girl, even though he was just in here and he looks like a dude. He is a man.
Pretty hot.
He might have been. His sister's hot, so it's believable.
Oh, is that his sister with him?
Yeah. Oh, you saw him?
Yeah, I saw.
With the Hello Kitty tattoo, did you see that tattoo?
I didn't see a tattoo.
Man, this chick's got the sickest. It's a big Hello Kitty tattoo on her chest, massive, and then the bow tie. She's got the stud things that come out.
It's part of the tattoo.
Yeah, like rubies that are coming out of her fucking tattoo. It's sick.
Pretty hot.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
So, just as we're getting him in and everything set up, we should say that, Amy, you can go to amydaily.com.
Yes.
Check your stuff out. TS-DominoPresley.com, and you've also got this DVD, female porn star Domino Presley.
Yeah.
You're a porn star, Domino.
Yeah.
Are you new in the game, Amy?
I've been doing it for a couple years.
Right. Do you like it?
I love it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
How'd you fall into that line of work, friend?
No, I was actually just kind of hanging out at a bar in Hollywood, and I got approached by producer Buddy Wood, and he just gave me his business card. We just kind of went from there.
And then you just were in porn.
Yeah, pretty
difficult
much.
Difficult at the start?
It was pretty difficult at the start because I didn't really know what I was doing. I'd never done porn before, and I didn't do too well to begin with, but... Actually,
you don't need to take any photos.
Came back and did pretty well after, you know, my initial.
I just feel like it'd be so weird to someone ask you and then you're just in there the first time. There's gonna be a lot of pressure, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's a weird thing. Have you ever sex in front of a camera?
No.
What about with a bunch of dudes holding microphones and fucking everything else around?
Just, yeah,
like,
no,
us
no.
Us and one other person and who we're shooting with.
Oh, really? That's the only you're just one person
it's
shooting.
Like us and one pervert and somebody that we're fucking.
When you say one pervert, that's just the other guy that's...
It's like some guy living out his fantasy.
There's always a guy there that does that.
Yeah.
And you know that that's what he's doing. He's like, I'm here to get
a... He's trying to get his dick sucked, yeah.
Not all of them.
Not all of them, but most of them.
But worst case scenario, he just gets to watch it.
Best case scenario,
well,
I guess.
Well, and if they're good at it, they also get to make it look better or look really good.
Right. So there's never a crowd of people like I would have assumed that it was. Right.
No, not with our industry. It's all pretty low budget. Occasionally, like, there's been a couple times. Last time I shot for DV, like, last week, there was, like, a big old crew. But other than that, it's usually camera guy, you, maybe another talent if you're doing, like, a hardcore, and maybe an assistant or something.
Are transsexuals not paid for porn? That well?
We make more than...
Like yeah, more than like a guy having a guy porn star, right?
They don't make any. They only make like a couple hundred bucks.
They do, huh?
They don't make anything.
So you guys get paid a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You guys use your penises?
Oh yeah.
You don't. Mm-mm. You're just full on girled out. That thing doesn't even work.
No, it works. I just don't use that.
So it will get hard, but you won't use it.
Right.
At all.
No.
When you have sex like a woman. That's it.
Yeah.
Because that's, you don't...
I tend to date guys that aren't into trannies also, so I hide it a lot.
If a guy wants to touch your penis when you're having sex with him, you're like, fucking great.
I'm just like, I didn't know I was dating a sissy.
Right. I didn't know you were dating a sissy.
But no, they're not. Guys that are into trannies aren't sissies. I'm just not into guys that are into trannies.
You're just a girl.
I gotta make it difficult for myself.
Yeah, but that's your fucking life, whatever you want to do. I just think it's funny because I would assume that anybody who wants to do... That is, there's always like a gay element. I get that. Because why would you want to have the surgery? You want to get it done eventually?
I mean, I will when it, like, not to knock anybody who has it done, I just won't get it done until it looks exactly like the real thing.
And you're saying they're a little bit dodgy? The vaginas are a little sketchy?
The clit just does not look like a clit to me.
Right, I've never even seen one. But it does look a little real. I've seen a real clit.
You wouldn't know from the outside, you wouldn't know that it was fake.
If you want to see a really nice looking post-op vagina, Google Danielle Fox.
Yeah.
She's a very good example. She has a very...
She has a good one.
Yeah.
So it's, and is that doctor the one that does, like, is, or is that just a, was that a one-off miracle that that was such a good vagina?
Yeah, he's supposed to be the best, Dr. Suporn in Thailand. He's supposed to be the best. Lots of people go to him.
And that's the place they go. But it's not exactly right.
And it's, like, not as deep.
Oh.
I don't know. I've seen...
Danielle's I heard it's really deep, though.
Yeah, yeah, I've seen her.
You know somebody who has a deep pussy?
Well, I know people who have had sex with her, and they said she has a deeper one, but she also had a huge dick before.
Yeah.
So I think that has a lot to do with it.
And that's, because that's what they do, they reverse it and put it inside you.
Yeah.
I've seen plenty of vaginas up close, and hers looks pretty good.
Right. It's funny how I just feel like almost everybody I meet doesn't have the vagina, they have the penis as well.
Mm. Here, photo.
Let's see. Well, yeah, that looks like a vagina. I mean, come on, I've seen fucking vagina in porn that is way nasty, like, that's not even... I mean, there's something a
Hers
little...
This is good.
Right. Yeah, she just looks like
is
a girl.
Is head open?
Yeah.
Yeah, she looks like my cousin.
Turn this way.
Amy, she just looks like a girl.
Amy wants to get excited.
All right, well, do we have Sean? Is Sean here?
Danielle has nice to see him.
Sean.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey.
That doesn't
man,
work.
Too funny. Sean is... Yeah, get him out. 50, go. Get out.
50, leave.
It makes you... That doesn't... It makes you look like, I don't know what that... you don't look like a girl at all.
I'm not.
You're not, in any way. Man. We needed, like, a better makeup artist. You can't do that to to him. He's just a dude.
Hey, don't look at my legs.
But it's a dude's legs! You look like a dude all over the place. What are you talking about?
I know. It's kind, like of, he's, yeah. It's kind of weird, right? A dude looking like a dude. You don't hear about that too often these days.
Why? Because I'm being offensive, you think? No. Talking like that?
No. I was just saying, you know.
You know what I mean.
I
don't know what he's going to say. These two, they look like girls, and then you're standing there like, which one?
Which
Well, it's gonna come down to you two girls, because he's gonna know that it isn't you, but it is.
What?
Kinda.
Yeah.
Not really anymore. I feel touchy right now. I feel like in this room, I gotta watch what I'm saying.
Are we the only three?
What's
are
that?
Are we the only three in the competition?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All this is totally. You guys are totally
not,
setting them up.
That's not like. I mean, really.
Yeah. Well, I'm an asshole, so know that. I want him. I want him.
For you.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
I know I don't look like a girl.
No, you don't.
I'm sure it'll be
this is the thing. Sean calls the show all the time, and Sean, we're gonna one day get bigger and help Sean get the operation that he wants. He's gonna do. We're gonna make him famous. He's gonna fight this guy right here in a boxing fight.
You're the one with small feet.
I do have small feet.
Yeah.
I wear 5.
Domino seems like a mean girl. You're mean sometimes to boys, huh?
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Some to boys.
I can tell. Yeah. Why?
I just feel like nobody ever calls men out, and men are so dumb half the time, so I have to call them out because nobody else will. And if they can't really say anything because I can back it up.
You can back it up? How?
Actually, like if you're acting like an ass, I can be like, you're acting like an ass because of.
Right, you've got an argument.
And I understand this because I used to act like that.
You can put on a good argument. If you want to insult somebody and they come firing back, you'll probably win.
If I want to insult, it's not that hard.
Right.
Yeah.
So you consider yourself a pretty intelligent
woman.
I'm
from Atlanta. It's just like how we are. We're like very.
Everybody in Atlanta is intelligent?
No. Like mean.
Right, they're all assholes?
Right. Have you seen us drive?
Have I seen people in Atlanta drive? I've been in Atlanta, yeah. Nobody ran into me on the road.
Not very good, though.
Right. Well, you gotta live there to know how bad they are.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, I mean, you're just... I mean, I don't even... He's just... I'm just trying to think what Cupcake King's gonna do. He's gonna walk in and go, really?
Yeah, he is.
He's not in it. It's these two.
Or he might assume, because, like, he might assume that you're trying to trick him.
Should we let him ask them questions?
No.
No, huh? Just stand there. That's it.
I don't think there's much of a...
Huh?
Competition.
All right. So, everybody... Well, I'll bring him over here. And you girls, and you stand over there next to each other. And then he will look at all three of you. And then he will step over, and he will kiss the girl. And that is the game.
Okay.
Are you ready to play this game?
Yeah, let's do it.
Are you sure?
I'm sorry, I'm a little nauseous.
You're nauseous? You're going to pass out?
I had bad sushi last night, I think.
You're going to pass out?
No.
Do not pass out.
No, I'm trying not to throw up on your microphone.
Right. Well, if you throw up on the microphone, can you tell me? Because I would love to film that.
Yeah, sure.
All right,
are we ready?
Here we go. Here we go. Go over there, Sean.
Just be at the camera.
Camera? Video camera, dude. Come over here.
All right. Our intern is here. DJ King Cake.
How are you, King?
Hello, ladies.
Right. So, you know the name of the game here, King. What you're going to do here is you're going to go over there and you're going to kiss the girl. Because, that was the name of the game. You're going to kiss the girl, and one of these people is a girl.
Do they all get to say their names?
No, they don't get to say their names.
I don't get to have a conversation with them?
No.
All right.
You said in this argument, you take one look and you know.
One look and I know.
Yeah. Now, I'll give you more than one look. You can just straight up look at him right now. There you go. You're looking at him. Is this microphone out of the way here? Look at her. Putting it on the spot, but seriously, good luck, dude. Good luck, Mr. Fucking Expert that can just pick a dude a mile away.
They all look so feminine.
Good luck.
Feminine. They all look so feminine.
They do?
Yeah, they do. Damn it.
Man, you are useless. You're so.
What is going through his mind right now? I'm so curious.
I don't know what's going through my mind right now. Fuck. That's what's going through my mind.
Who are you leaning towards here? Well, go. I'm not going to say their names either. I'm just going to say...
I get names, though. Don't I get names? You can tell me their names, can't you?
Okay.
They can't say a word.
That's Amy. That's Sean.
Sean.
And that's Domino.
All right. So, Sean would definitely not get picked.
Oh, yeah?
Amy or Domino. Could be Sean, though.
Could be Sean. Okay.
It can't be Sean.
I'm looking forward to you. You're going to get close. You're saying Domino. See, I think because I said the name Domino, you think that...
Domino, that gives it... Like,
but if I was you, I'm like... I mean, there's... I mean, to me, Domino is... Like, she's hard. And I want to bone her. But I can't. I'm married. But I know
what you're doing. You're trying to get me to like lean towards the Domino.
Well, in that case, I've already rubbed one out to Sean several times.
If I had to choose based on names, Amy sounds like a woman name. Sean sounds like definitely like a man's name. I have a friend named Sean. And Domino sounds like your wild card, like.
Oh, she's a wild card.
You're performing feats of logic here. I can't wait to see where you're at.
You've got to understand what kind of industry we might have got these people from, too.
Yeah, I got to understand.
You might be shooting a load on something. You just got wrong because of the name. I don't know. Just saying.
Is he willing to admit that he doesn't know that he can't just spot somebody right off hand?
Yeah, because
this is it. Maybe the argument was you fucking what you anybody anytime I look around, boom, it's a fucking man, boom, that's a fucking chick,
yeah.
Just like that. So fucking boom, step over there and kiss the girl.
Let's go. Come on, man.
Let's go. Get over there and kiss the girl. Here we go. Hey, how long does it take to kiss a girl?
I've already made my decision. I'm just prepping myself.
Start walking.
Yeah, walk it, over there.
Make your move, Barry.
Kiss
your
the
time.
Girl.
All right, you're gonna tell me if I'm right, though, right? Which one's the girl, right?
After you kiss her, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, she's the girl.
Go over there and kiss her.
you did kiss the girl.
Yeah, you kissed the girl.
I told you.
It's just a girl.
I told you I could pick her from a mile away.
It's just a girl that used to be a guy.
Yeah, that's no.
This is Amy Daly, who is a porn star.
Do you need
some water? See her at Amy. What? What's wrong?
He needs some
water. You man, you fucking man, you did this shit to me. Oh my god, man.
Ellismania.com if anybody wants to see.
If it means anything, I'm just as embarrassed to have been kissed by him.
Shit, so. Yeah, it was Domino, wasn't it?
No, I have a penis also.
You have a penis also? You have a penis too? Fuck. What would my mom say about this shit?
Rob, what do you mean what your mom would say?
What would my mom say about this shit?
You need to learn. Fuck. That is a girl.
A girl with a fucking penis. A girl with a penis.
So what?
If you have a penis, you're not. Well, you can be a girl. You're a girl with a penis.
Think about why. Why would they take pills?
Would you want to cut it off though?
Why would they get surgeries to do that? Because they're girls.
But they want
to
get it cut off.
You get it shoved up in you. You don't get it cut off.
You get it shoved up inside.
Your balls get cut off, but everything else just goes up inside.
Fuck. So you're a fucking girl.
Well, he's a man now.
You cheated!
I didn't!
You told me you was gonna get three.
I said I was gonna get one girl!
You're lying. You said you were gonna get two girls and one guy, and I was gonna have to choose.
No,
I didn't say that at all. I said I'd get you one girl and you'd kiss the girl.
Plus, you got three girls.
You spot them from a mile away, so it doesn't matter! Yeah, you didn't, and you got them both wrong!
But tell me how fair it is. Which one is a female? From birth.
Which one is the female from birth?
There we go. Sean.
Take your stuff off.
I've been tricked. I've been duped. America.
Yeah. But I'm trying to prove a point. You talk in a bad way about these people and they're
I'm not talking bad about these people.
You don't understand it. You need to understand it more. You need to understand they were born girls. He was born a man.
No, I was born a girl.
But if I were to kiss him right now, it would feel like I'm kissing a dude.
Wow, you have a nice body. He's got the right idea.
He's a fucking...
Thank you.
Yeah, he's ready to go. He's gonna kick the shit out of you, Raw Dog. He looks like fucking Oscar De La Hoya. You're gonna fucking die.
Cupcake, if you were born a woman, feeling the way you do now, wouldn't you feel more like a dude, or do you think you would go after men?
If I was born a woman,
yeah,
and I changed to a man.
No, you feel like you do right now, but you have a woman's body. Wouldn't you still like women?
Yeah,
would you still feel like a dude that had the wrong body?
Yeah, I would eat pussy, but I'd probably stay in the same body. You know, I mean, I'd be scared to get anything chopped off or shoved up inside me, as you put it.
I can totally understand. It's like me understanding what it would be like to be black. I can just think about it for a second. It's not quite the same. You have to be inside the actual skin to know what it's like.
You have to be inside the skin to know what it's like to be black.
Well, they have to be in the skin to know what it's like to be a transsexual, you asshole.
I know that, man. All right. So you proved the point, but you still cheated.
I proved it.
You cheated to prove the point.
I don't give a fuck what I did. You just kissed a guy.
Yeah. And hey,
if somebody who was a guy, sorry.
Fuck.
And stop saying fuck. Because she's a beautiful woman.
She is. We're all beautiful people.
He's a handsome man. I would not want to fight him April 27th in Los Angeles at Ellis Mini Mania.
Very manly dress, I must say.
Yeah, I just said he didn't come in with that either. Why don't you show him what you look like with your shirt off? People will freak out. Just get your boxers on. Sorry.
Can you do that? Well, I
don't care. So you were born a girl?
Yeah.
And you got hair like that?
I'm on testosterone.
Okay, I'm about to say.
He's on roids. He's going to beat the shit out of Raw Dog. The shit.
Wow, look at his stomach.
Yeah, he's a dude.
Nice.
Oh, you're a fucking dude.
You're attracted to him.
I love FDMs. I think they're, very, very attractive. It's so crazy that their transition is, so much more dramatic, usually.
It's better, you think? They can pull it off better.
Yeah.
Why is that?
I don't know, but they all look lovely.
They all look like...
Like Chaz Bono, but like he looks ugly.
Thank you.
Right, but it's harder for a man to look like a girl, you think?
Yeah, because it's like you're going from like that to this.
Were you big?
I was I was kind of muscular, weren't you?
I mean, I did all kinds of sports in high school, and I never was really big or anything, but...
But you did all the sports...
Yeah, definitely. I mean,
were you like a gay? You weren't fit. You liked doing sports?
Oh yeah.
What about now?
I still love. I still love doing sports.
What sports do you do?
None. I stopped when I decided to transition, just because I used to play in high school, and the whole I didn't want to deal with going through that during college. So I kind of quit playing, but I used to play a lot of soccer in high school.
Right, you can't play soccer now, huh? It's like, oh, I'm just going to go run around the park kicking the ball by myself. It doesn't really work.
Now I could probably go back and join a co-ed league or something.
A co-ed league?
The Ladybugs?
Yeah. What's that? No, I'm saying, like, why wouldn't you go in a... if I was you, I would go in a women's soccer team. Shred.
Yeah,
you'd be the star. I'll make a poster.
It's not what you think. It's not... a lot of estrogen takes away all our muscle mass, so it's like we're on the same playing field as everybody else.
So you're actually because what was that, Domino?
Nothing.
If you take some, if the stuff you take actually makes you less of an athlete.
Oh, definitely.
Right, you feel it.
Uh huh.
Well, this is a really interesting conversation. So you're saying you know what it's like to be a man, and now you know what it's like to be a woman, and you're saying that you can actually feel the more womanly you feel, the more power you lose.
Like physical, yeah.
Physical power. I mean, what about intelligence? Do you feel like you're getting more intelligent?
No, I mean, I feel like I'm a little bit more intelligent just from the life experiences I've had throughout this whole thing.
You wanted to say something, Sean?
I was just gonna say, yeah.
Hank, can you grab that mic?
Being a girl, obviously, I do believe girls are smarter than most men.
Yeah.
Me being on testosterone has decreased my intelligence a lot.
Yeah, I completely believe that. My penis has got me into so much shit, it's ridiculous. I fucking hate
me. So you have a penis now?
No.
But you plan on getting one?
We're going to get him one.
So are you going to be able to, like, feel it, like, the same way, like, when you, like, jerk off and shit like that?
Yeah.
You'll be able to jerk off?
Wait, see that again? How you what? Like, how you, like, jerk off?
Yeah, you jerk off.
Is that how you jerk off?
I mean, that's how everybody jerks off, isn't it?
Like, I don't jerk off. I don't do that when I jerk off.
So how do you jerk off?
Well, my mind's, like, a bit more like this.
Yeah,
I gotta get a couple other people to help me out.
Do you want me to bring in the pictures from when I was a girl?
Yeah, I would love to see those. No, you should put some clothes on too.
So guys are stronger and women are smarter. Did we just prove that today?
We did.
And a little bit to support that theory. When I was going to college before I transitioned, I wasn't doing too well against C's and D's.
Yeah.
And now that I've gone back to school, I've been getting all kinds of B's on my tests and stuff.
Wow.
Pretty well. So
you're back in school and you're doing better than you were when you were a boy.
Doing a lot better.
No way. Well, that's also, do you love your life, like, now that it's, because you're a girl. You must
so
feel like
better,
it, right?
So
you love
better.
It?
I love it.
I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
I like that. People mean to you ever?
I never really have had a whole lot of, like, hating or whatever. Believe it or not, the only, like, homophobic stuff I've ever heard was in West Hollywood. And I was actually with my girlfriend at the time, and some dudes rolled by and just called us, like, faggot dykes, which was kind of funny. I never really had too much problems.
I feel like I would have to talk to you and hang out with you to know on the street if I just drove by, I'd be like, I don't know, the fucking girl, like what the how much?
If you saw her and her girlfriend, you would never. They just look like a happy lesbian couple. I stayed with them for a while and I had no idea that her girlfriend was TS.
Right. So they were just saying that you're lesbians and they were mad at you for that.
Yeah.
Because they had no idea. Right.
Hating us.
They had no idea that you had a penis.
You can't stop thinking about that she has a penis. Can you stop thinking about how she has a penis and you kissed her?
No, I can't.
Good. Think about that.
Because
you need to be nice. Not just to her because she's
mean.
A transsexual. You need to be nice to lesbians and gay people as well.
I wasn't me. All I can say is I can
spot your close-minded verbal bullshit. Is insulting to them.
But I can't.
The whole community is insulted by you. If I walked around and started saying some stupid shit like some white people say, where there's black people and there's niggas, that's fucking racist and fucked up.
That
and
is-
there are fucking white people that walk around with that bullshit theory. And if you're listening, go fuck yourself, by the way.
You can't use Chris Rock routines. It doesn't work.
But that theory, that theory does kind of prove kind of true because there are
I'm
black.
Yep. No, now you're going to start that one?
I'm black and I'm saying
there isn't.
There's
no, there
black
isn't.
People that will go to the party and then the people that will shoot it up would be considered the niggas.
That is racist.
That's not racist.
It is.
And it's not fucked up if I say that I can spot a homosexual or a transsexual.
Well, obviously you can.
Yeah, you can. Yeah. So that was, that whole
if you fucking, if you switch up the cuffs around and shit, yeah, I can. This was not a fair shot. This is not just finding a dude in the mall and saying,
How is it not a fair shot with these girls?
Because this dude used to be a girl and these girls used to be guys.
But it doesn't matter.
So I lost either way.
But
I'm just kissing a guy that used to be a girl, but he looks like a guy now.
So,
or a girl that used to be a guy, and she still has a penis, by the way, So either way, I'm kissing a guy,
way,
girl.
Either way, you're losing.
Or girl, guy.
I mean, I feel bad for her that she got kissed by you.
Damn. That, see, that hurts.
But you're ignorant, so she got kissed by an ignorant person.
I'm not ignorant.
See?
I'm not ignorant.
You are. You are, man. If I'm saying it and she's saying it, how can you not go with that?
So I'm ignorant because I can say I can spot somebody.
You're
in
ignorant because of your mouth.
Uh-oh.
Are you guys going to fight each other?
No, I'm just
Ellis Mania, the transgender contender, fight three on the card?
hey, really, like, just relax.
Really what? Relax? Everybody, oh, now you're backing down.
No. Everybody needs to relax because, I mean, honestly, like, this is the way I believe. And I think that if I see a regular person out.
You can change, though, King. Change. That's what I'm saying. I know that's the way you are, but can you change?
I'm always going to see black people the way I see black people, growing up in the black community and stuff like that. And you know what, honestly?
That's what I used to look like. Clearly, in my brain, I was...
Dang!
You
had nice titties!
Well, I obviously wouldn't have gave them up.
Why would you do that?
Unhappy in my position.
Oh, wow. Man, what a sick surgery. How do they do that?
Thank you, guys.
Could be you.
Cupcake over here just said, "Well, you said you'll always see black people the way you see them in your neighborhood."
Yeah, there's nothing. There's not one black person that's going to come in here and change my perception of black people. I'm black.
But what's your perception of black people? Is it good or bad?
I have a good perception of black people. Yeah, I have a good perception of everyone. Even I have friends that are homosexual. I have nothing against homosexuals.
You do not have a friend who's homosexual.
Yes, I do.
Fucking liar.
I do, man. I have.
You're a fucking liar, dude. Come on.
That's such bullshit. Couldn't you also?
You act like
that?
I walked.
Hey, let her finish.
That's almost racist against your own people. Wouldn't you call me racist if I said, well, you know, my only opinion of black people is what I've seen in my neighborhood, and in my neighborhood, all I see is black people tagging up walls.
Well, see, that's where you're wrong. I didn't say my only opinion of black people is that. I said that.
I said my
perception of black people is shaped by the way that I've seen, but that's not my only opinion. Like, I don't just see based off three black people. That's how all black people act. Hell, I'm black myself. You would think that I have more than 500 black friends, which I probably do. But I also have like more than 500 white friends. I have probably about 5 to 10 gay friends.
Liar!
For real.
Call one of them right now. Give me the fucking number and let me talk to him right now on the air.
You have 500 black friends and 500 white friends and less than 10 gay friends?
Yeah, that's probably not a good ratio. But it doesn't mean that I'm a homophobe. It doesn't mean I'm a homophobe.
Who the fuck has 500 friends? Who are you? Fucking, who has 500 friends? Nobody does.
I'm DJ Cupcake.
I got 5,000 friends on Facebook.
Well, you know what? They obviously don't like me because they obviously think that
I
hate them.
Hey, it's not that. See, now you're jumping. You're trying to get into an argument. You're handling it the wrong way. Your cluelessness is rubbing in the wrong way, and you're trying to fight back. You're not trying to understand. They're not yelling at you. They're just trying to get you to open your mind.
My mind is already open. I mean, by seeing what I see today, then you all have changed your bodies. I've seen it on TV. I've never seen it in person.
Is that a girl? Is that a girl?
That's a girl now, yes.
Is that a girl?
That's a girl now, yes.
Is that a man?
Yes, that's a man now.
Do you respect them for that?
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Wait.
If you respect them for that... Why don't you learn how to speak a little more correct so you don't insult them? I mean, they are human beings.
So what did I say that insulted you all? What word did I call you all that insulted you all?
Not a word.
Well, you keep calling us men and stuff like that. You call him a girl and stuff. That's pretty insulting.
Well, you were. If you were a man, you're insulted to be called a man now or not be called. I'm not calling you a man. I say you were a man, but now you're a female. So that insult you?
When you got upset over kissing him. Because now they're women, it doesn't make a difference. It shouldn't make a difference if they have a penis or not.
So
what's on the outside and what's on the inside?
It's not like she slapped you in the face with her dick or anything. Exactly.
Which would be hilarious, by the way, if we could make that happen.
I feel severely outnumbered in here right now. Like, I know there's somebody out there who feels the same way I do.
We love you, man. We want you to be a part of the team. Let's all be gay. Give me a hand job.
No.
We could take some calls on it. Jason, I actually got to run and go to the airport right now.
Hey, see you later.
All right. You guys.
See you in New York.
I will.
Have fun with Phil and Brian. Hello, Phil in San Francisco.
Hello, it's mate. What's up?
Yeah, mate. What do you got?
So, Cupcake King, I totally agree with Ellis, mate, here. You're a fucking racist. You're what's wrong with this fucking world. You're sitting there being fucking...
Can you hear this?
What's everybody. Fucking wrong with this world?
Yeah, and you're a racist.
Yeah, because you're in total fucking denial, man. At least the fucking, you know, other people can admit when they're racist. You're a fucking denial racist.
Dude, how am I racist?
the difference between black people and niggers? What the fuck is that shit?
Dude, I am black, dude. I am black, and I never said niggers.
You said the word niggers. You said you say that.
So you mean to tell me that Chris Rock is wrong for his theory on there's black people that will go into some place, and then there's ignorant black people that we choose to call them niggers? That's wrong? Have you ever called a white person a cracker in your life? Have you ever?
I have.
So, and you're white, right?
No, I'm Japanese and Italian.
All right, you're Japanese and Italian, but in America, they will probably consider you white or Asian. That's how it is. We see lines because we make it easy. It's simple to say, oh, this is a black guy, he's a white guy, he's an Asian guy. That's how we simplify things in America. So if I say that there's a black people, then I can speak about my own race. I can call somebody a nigga if I want because I'm black, fool.
Well, then if you can call yourself a nigga, how come we can't call you a nigga?
Did I say you couldn't?
No, but you all get so upset.
I don't get upset. You all get so upset.
That is racist as well.
I'm not saying anything racist. If I come out and say all white people are crackers, or there's white people that are white people, and then there's white people that are crackers, then that would be a little bit racist.
No, it's not the same.
And it's not racist. It just sounds racist.
Hey, if you don't know me, and I'm on the street, and I call you the N-bomb, you will be fucking offended.
No, I won't. Because you wouldn't, dude. If you walk into me and say, hey, you fucking nigger, then I'm going to be mad. Hell yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
If you come to me and say, what's up, my nigger? Then I'm be like, what's good?
No, I didn't say that.
She's got a black baby.
What? You've got a black baby?
There are contexts. You are afraid to say, you are afraid of the word nigger. There's no reason to be afraid of the word.
Respectful.
There's no reason to be afraid of the word nigger.
Absolutely. Because anytime you say it,
He's gonna shoot us.
What?
It's true. That is true.
What?
Like, if you say...
Put the mic over. This conversation's deep.
If you say nigga around the wrong people, they will hit you.
Yeah, rightfully so. But that's not all black people, and that's what everyone needs to understand.
It's still the rule.
It's not most. It's 2011, people. It's not most people.
Dude, you're insane.
Okay. Hey, look. If you walk into a room full of black people and say, "What's up, my nigga?" You might get 25% of that room to turn around and be like, "What?" But I guarantee you, growing up in a black community, having gone to college in a mostly a black town, been all over places, I can guarantee you that 75% of the people in the room will not even have a problem. But it's not about the word, it's about the context and the way you say it. If you end it with a GGA, it's all good. But if you end it with a GGER,
if you go to a party and they're not going to turn around and be like, oh, what's up, my nigga? They're going to be like, what the fuck did you just say?
Yeah.
Who do you think you're
But as a black man, I honestly think that white people in America are too afraid. There's like this stigma around the word. Like, oh my God. White people will get more mad at a black person using racist towards black people than they would against a white person because they're so,
you're overcompensating.
Just get over the fact that it's not racist anymore.
I concur with Jason.
You are out of your mind. If a white guy says something racist, he goes down for it.
So a white guy walking.
If a black guy makes a joke about black people, it's comedy.
So most of the comedy on TV is about
black people.
And
what about Lisa Lampanelli? No, makes not, jokes about niggas all day.
That's cool. We cool with Lisa. We love Lisa. Lisa can say the word nigga.
The argument, you're going off the argument. The fact still remains is when people say there's N bombs and then there's fucking N bombs, or there's black people and then there's N bombs. That can be misunderstood by millions of people.
It can be misunderstood.
It's a racist thing that starts violence. That's why you don't want to say it all the time.
I grew up in Alabama. When I was growing up, there was KKK guys around and all of that stuff. And the most racist people I ever ran across in my life were the ones that said, well, you know, there's black people and then there's N-bombs. Those were the guys that put the hoods on the weekend.
I'm from Atlanta, and the black people are way more racist than the white people.
But it's a black guy who said that in the first place.
On our own street, we have nothing but black people on our street, and we're very close to them. They're all part of our family. And my dad's been jumped two times on our street by black people. For no reason, absolutely. Yeah. So
It's your community.
You already, so you walk in here, so walking in here, you already had a bad perception of black people.
No, not even.
What? You're making
I got a black
yourself.
Nephew.
You already did. That's
holy
shit. That? The first thing, you say when you say I have black friends and I lived in a black community, my dad's been jumped by black guys.
Okay.
Black, like, that's the first thing out of your mouth. That means you tell me. If I came, hold on, can I speak? If I came out and say, hey, I know a lot of white people. I grew up with a bunch of white friends. I've been jumped by 16 white guys before in my life. Then that means that I already have that. I'm letting you know that my perception has changed based on that experience, because if I didn't bring that experience up, then that wouldn't even be in the whole conversation.
Black stories, you don't say the end.
But my son is black. My nephew. So
your son is black does not change anything for anybody.
You're still racist.
Yeah.
You hate your baby.
It doesn't change.
How old's your baby?
He's 3.
It's surprised he made it that long with all the torture that he's been going through with the white mother. But does he have any brand marks, any Nazi signs branded on his ass or anything?
Never. That's
the fuck are you talking about? Dude, they're racist.
No, they're not racist. I never said they're racist. I just said that your perception of black people has already changed based on how you're telling the story.
But based on how you open the story,
like, yeah, I have a lot of black friends, but I've been jumped by a lot of black people before in my life. Like, that's just.
But you didn't let him finish the story.
Like, yeah. I have no animosity against them.
Because that would look like you. Some people, smaller-minded people, would react to that and say, fuck black people,
exactly.
Because they
but
were
they
mugged
are
by
still
black people.
All of our friends.
Well, he's saying that he's not that way. Before you jumped into his... Can you turn that fucking thing all the way up over there? Because the heat, they've turned the AC off. There you go. You can turn the light down a bit.
Well, this is what I'm saying. I feel like you're overcompensating by getting mad at me for saying something about my own race that... It doesn't even include you. If I come out and say
it does include us.
If I come out and say there are black people,
stop talking over everybody. It does include us.
And cutting us off, by the way.
It does include us. When you say that, if a black guy says that or a white guy says that, it does include that. It includes everybody. There's hate involved in that sentence. There's offense involved in that sentence. It's not necessary. If you want to do it amongst your friends, you do it. If somebody wants to joke about doing it in front of all their white friends, go ahead and do it. But the second you sincerely say that in front of anybody or on radio, you are fucking aggravating people for no reason. We don't have the right to say that because, as a community, African Americans don't want us to say that because they've been treated so badly in the past by white people. So, in respects to them, I don't say that unless it's to you because you are my nigga. But if somebody fucking cuts me off in the freeway and he's a black guy, I do not call that guy a nigger under any circumstances.
Of course not.
Ever.
Of course not.
Because that's fucking racist.
I agree with that. I agree with that. But I just said that it's all about how you use it in the context. If you're cutting somebody off on the freeway, or you're fucking making somebody pissed off, they fucked up your meal at McDonald's, and you say, nigger, you fucked up my meal. Of course they're going to be mad. But if you see that dude in the mall and you're hanging out or something.
It's got to be McDonald's.
Or. There's stipulations to everything I'm saying because everybody's mad at me right now. But look, I'm trying to help you. If you walk in a room full of
black people, help me. I love all of you. I love trannies and black people.
Look,
like, you can't tell me to help me.
Look, man,
I love everyone. How can you cue with me?
You want me to start
hating you? Fuck trannies and fuck black people. Is that what you want to change?
No, that's
I love everyone.
How close we are to all of our neighbors and stuff, and they are black. I would never be allowed to call them that. Like. That's just
it. See,
you're right. If it could be where we grew up around,
I have
black
cousins, and I would never call them
that
ever. Like, if I did, they would back.
And see, if you heard them saying it to each other, then and they're your cousins, it should be all right.
I've told my black friends that before, but that was a joke.
Well, listen, this is how I am, and most of my associations and my friends that I know. Everybody's allowed to use the word nigger. If you're white and you're my friend, you're allowed to use the word nigger. I don't get mad when I meet a white dude at a bar and he's like, oh, what's up, my nigger? I'm like, what's up, my nigger? I don't get mad like that. I think it's 2011. We should move past that. We should move beyond that.
I think that argument is actually correct.
And there are black people and there are niggers. And that is from a black man's mouth. Yes,
no.
There are.
No, no.
Yes, there are.
And then there's stupid people.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah,
thank you.
Thank
you, Domino. That's the one that you said. Because if then we're in the clear, everybody's in the clear, because this categorizing of saying that a potential race of people are a percentage of them are known to be fucking N-bombs.
So you mean to tell me that Chris Rock is
shitty.
Wrong? Chris Rock,
Chris Rock is being funny, you fuck. He was being funny.
There's truth in everything that Chris Rock says.
There's truth in every joke. You know what shit the fuck I spew out every day that has a fact to it?
Because you're not
fucking doesn't mean anything, dude. It's just
Rock.
Fucking gibberish.
Do you know Chris Rock?
No, but I followed him long enough to know what he believes.
Ryan, you're back in the King.
Yeah, yo, I got just one point to make. It's that on a biological level, whether these females or males like to admit it or not, their chromosomes make them female and male, and you can't change that. That's who you are.
Yeah, but I make one fine-ass woman, honey.
And yes, she does. I'd have to agree. And I used to be a chick, and I'm a dude now, and she's...
You sound like you're a little bit of an expert on this.
You're male or female, that's it.
No, you sound like... Hold on. You sound like you're an expert on this. I was wondering if you could explain to me the whole... XXY chromosome thing, and there's male, female, and transgender.
I'm not an expert. I'm just saying that's the fact. That's the way it is. I'm sorry.
So
you have no facts. You're just an expert.
People.
You're an expert with no facts.
Yeah.
Everybody's up on camera.
That doesn't really make any sense.
But you just admitted that we're pulling shit out of his ass. Our true genders.
Look at all these people that agree with Cupcake. Will, you agree with Cupcake?
Yeah, I agree with Cupcake.
What do you agree with?
I everything that he's saying.
You're a white guy.
Yeah.
And you've said that sentence before.
Yes.
Have you ever had sex with a black girl?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
Was she a nice black girl?
Yeah.
Have you ever had sex with a black prostitute?
No.
Right. Why not?
Well, because I didn't want to have suction.
You didn't want to have what?
Suction.
Oh, you're talking about, I had sex with a black tranny a long time ago.
Oh.
I didn't try to. I was in Amsterdam.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Yeah. It was a tranny, I didn't know. And then she bent me over and she was playing with my ass and I was like, what? Okay. And then she tried to put something in my ass and I was like, oh, I'm like 17, I don't like things in my bum. And I turned around and I was like, ah, I can't do that. And I was like, oh! That's not a fucking thumb or anything. That's a penis. And I was like, oh, I can't. I got to go. I can't. I just got to leave or whatever. And I just walked out of there. And everyone's like, yeah, Alice. And I'm like, yeah, woo. I just fucking had a black man's dick in my ass. Right on. Those are the days. So, yeah.
But yeah, I want to tell that previous caller to Google intersex. And see where
and look up the little.
What's your theory, Will?
I have issues.
All right, thanks, Ellis. Love the show.
What's this guy here? Trent.
What's up, y'all?
You agree with Cupcake?
Yeah, a little bit, man. That's the last statement he said. He said, you know, it is 2011, man. People just need to get over shit. You know, people are going to say what they want. But going back to the training thing, I think he wasn't really trying to be offensive. This is from what I got listening. I think he was just kind of more blown away of. He couldn't believe that they were actually...
You know what? You've got a good point. I really feel like... I think the reason I wanted this thing to happen was because I wanted him to get a perspective of what it's like to be a transsexual. So, and because of his clue... Cupcake's a really nice guy. He doesn't have any hate in his body. I feel like he just says stuff that you learn later on in life. It pisses people off. And if I can help you live your life pissing off less people, you'll have a better life. You will. You don't want to piss people off and make their day lame. Like, you know, you just think about shit before you talk. Between you and me, you're talking to me like that. I don't change my mind about Cupcake. I still think Cupcake's a cool dude. Because I can tell when I talk to you, you don't really, you know what I mean? You're not some fucking racist dude that I have to worry about. You're just, you just say, I know.
I love all people.
I wasn't really offended. I think that he probably just didn't know, and I can't really expect him to understand, like, what might be offensive to me. I mean, it might be a little bit ignorant to not know these things about, you know, your fellow human beings, but at the same time, I do understand that he doesn't know that what he's saying might be offensive
to me. Yeah, you can't expect me to come from, where, you know, my background, not knowing my background, but you can't expect me, every human being out there, to have known... To be able to, you know, spot trannies and know about the transsexual lifestyle and know about, like, the intersex and all that stuff. You can't expect everyone to know that. And by no means did I come in here and say and come in here and, like, blatantly disrespect any of you. I didn't disrespect any of you with anything I said. I don't feel. Maybe I may have used the wrong word to describe you all, but I don't feel like I just came in here blatantly with hate in my blood to disrespect you.
We don't think that.
Yeah, no, I don't.
None of us think that.
Domino thinks that.
Domino doesn't think that.
I was looking at you, I was like, you were so cute when you first walked in, and then when you opened your mouth, it just like, it was so awful. But now you're making it better, so
I think
you can see the kindness in his heart, right?
Yeah, he's not as ignorant as he sounds.
He's a kind dude.
I agree.
But I still feel the same way about black people. Like, I mean, I'm a black guy. Like,
that's fine, because we're not black. We don't care.
Right, they just want you to respect transsexuals. Can you respect transsexuals? Let's do baby steps. First, accept transsexuals into your heart, and then learn how to love N-bombs. Right now, let's just start with transsexuals.
See, using the word N-bombs is overcompensating.
Trust me, it's more annoying to me than it is to you. I'm like, fuck off with your N-bomb, but I'm just trying, because some people, they only listen for 10 seconds.
And black people that
if
get
I
offended...
If I say nigga too many times in 10 minutes, someone's going to get a weird
thing. And black people that get offended by the word nigga... They should just get over it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
if it's nigger, then I can understand. But nigga, get over it. Like, that's how most of America feels.
Maybe everybody needs to be friendly with everybody. That's what we're trying to do.
Agreed.
Everybody, I've had sex with everybody, and they're all very friendly, and some of them are massive cocksuckers in a bad way.
And I would not have sex with a transsexual, but I do accept transsexuals into my heart.
You don't know that, though.
Yeah.
Once you can, you can tap it and not know it.
Well, I can't type anything because I'm married.
I've only been with straight girls, and I'd have to say that if I didn't tell them, they probably would have no idea.
I have to like tell them at a certain point. I'm like, oh no. I always tell them right away. You're gonna eat me out, sweetie. You're gonna get a dick in your face.
Right, they go down there, and that's when you tell them.
they're like, if
I'm just saying,
I've only tricked like two or three guys because I think that's wrong to do. But,
wait a minute. How long? You just blew them and then you left.
Well, no, like, well, I'll give them head and then they're like, ooh, let me eat your pussy. I'm like, honey, you're not.
Okay, and then so.
And then I'm like, look, I have a dick, and I get up and leave, or they let me finish.
And have they left?
No.
They've never left.
No, I've never had anyone leave, and I've never had anyone be like react really bad. But I mean,
probably because she kicks ass when she does.
No. No, nobody can give me a blowjob that's so good that when I find out it's a dude that I stop. I already knew, or I don't mind guys blowing me. You're a man? Oh, man, that was the best blowjob ever.
As long as you keep it in your pants and they're not seeing it. If I'm giving you head, it's really hard to think I have a dick.
That's what I was saying. Remember I called him before and I said, I don't think anybody's gay, whatever sex organs you have. It's all about what you're attracted to. Yeah. If you like my masculineness and you're a guy, you're gay, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I don't have a penis. That doesn't make a difference. You know what I mean? They look like girls. If my sister, she's a girl, was attracted to them, I would think I would consider her a lesbian.
Doesn't what would matter. You call her if she was attracted to a black man?
My nephew's mom.
Right. How's that sound? Is that right? Hey, look, there's nephew's moms and then there's nephew's moms.
There you go. That's what I'm saying. And my sister. So anyway, my opinion is it doesn't matter what like sex organs you have. It's just whatever you like on the outside, I think, determines whether you're gay or not. So if you're getting a blowjob from one of them and you didn't know they had a penis and then you found out later, I bet you her mouth feels, if not better than a chick's mouth, on your penis. You wouldn't even
know. I know it feels good.
Yeah,
you know it feels good.
Yeah.
It's like girls licking vagina.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I only offer anal. That's another good thing about trannies or TS girls.
You only offer anal?
Yeah, so guys who like anal, like straight guys who like asses and anal and smaller breasts usually go towards me. And then.
So you find that the guys that will hit on you are the guys that you end up wanting, that where everybody's happy? Like a guy who hits on you wants to fuck you in your ass. He doesn't want, and he doesn't even want to put it in your vagina. And
put it in my vagina. I just don't have one for them to put it there.
And they don't mind. Do you?
My ex is not into training.
He's not into him at all.
No, not at all. And he's never seen my junk, and we lived together. And we had anal all the time. You just hide it. You just hold it forward.
He never saw it.
No. That would, like, ruin it.
He for him or for you?
For him. Well,
Me and my ex-girlfriend were the same, except for I would use strap-on.
But it's stuck there.
She wouldn't touch anything.
Yeah, she just doesn't go, or he just wouldn't go.
Yeah.
Like, why?
No, yeah, but if he loves you, that's a weird thing. Like, he's having a relationship with you, and if he saw it, he would be like, ew. He takes his love out on your ass.
Yeah, and he would eat my, or, like, quote-unquote, eat my pussy, which is really just, like, my gooch, and I would pull everything up, and he would move my panties over. And so it kind of did already look like a pussy, but he's never...
He would lick your invisible pussy, like, under your ball sack?
Yeah,
you would make your balls look like...
Have you ever had your gooch licked, though?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
So you have, okay, but you hold it. He doesn't hold it out of the way.
Right.
You hold it out of the way. So, and he's lifting, moving the pan. He's licking a vagina.
I just pull, like, if it's like this, then I just pull everything up and usually put, like, a small pillow over it. And then he'll move my panties over and, like, but if I'm on my stomach, I just put it up and it's my, yeah.
So there's a full on thing there where you, it all happens, but, it happens with there's no that balls and penis does never fall into the mix. If it does, he's like, ah, oh, fucking,
well,
really?
It never did, but
it never did.
It probably would have.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, if you're licking the gooch there, and it's your balls and penis slip out of your hand and hit him in the face, how does he go about that?
I was so, like, I thought about it so much. So, like, I was like, there's no way he's.
See, I don't like that you have to live like that. I don't think that's cool that you have to do that.
I don't mind it.
When I had my chest, when I was still transitioning before I got my surgery, I was with my ex-girlfriend, she's straight, and I would strap myself down, and it was really awkward if, like, anything was exposed or it touched her or anything. And same with her. She obviously was a very straight girl, so she's not into boobs. So it was really awkward. That's why, obviously, I got them cut off. But it's a little different situation. But
weird.
Same thing. Like, you just don't want them touching.
Because it reminds you of the thing that you didn't want to be.
Exactly.
And it reminds your girlfriend or boyfriend of the thing that they're not trying to fuck.
Exactly.
They're trying to be in love with a man or a girl.
Anyway. Yeah. That was my situation.
I like the way the guys that aren't into TS, I like the way they treat me better because they actually treat me like a woman.
Right.
Men who are into TS treat me like a 5-cent hoe or something. Like an object. Like a collectible. Trainings are collectibles to training chasers.
Because it's an item. They're trying to do something different.
Yeah, it's exactly. Fetish, I guess, to them.
There's so many guys who will say out in front of everybody that they're not into transsexuals, but they'll send you an email when you go home.
I think guys are a lot more secretive about that whole thing than straight women are.
Well, they have to be, though.
I guess so.
Because it's society. If you have sex with a transsexual, you're a fucking homo. If you're a girl who licks a girl's box, you're hot.
I guess so, yeah. That's true.
That's just this bullshit fucking, yeah, go get them people that are out here. Gotta watch it.
A transsexual woman, right? Then you're attracted to her body, obviously. It shouldn't matter what they have under your pants.
I've always said, if you get a blowjob from a transsexual and you don't know, it's all right. It's mellow.
That's right.
No big deal. And if you do know, it's still no big deal.
That's right.
Get over yourselves. Look what happened to me. I didn't want to talk about that story about the black guy boning me for the longest time.
The black tranny or the black TS.
Well, yeah, he was. I know.
Was it a drag queen or was it like a woman?
I don't even know. I didn't see the top come off or anything, but I do know that she was big. She was muscly as well. Like I didn't.
She massive.
What?
Massive.
She didn't have a massive penis. No, she didn't have a massive penis.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Well, no, bad, because maybe I would have been on it faster, because I would love to be involved in anal stuff, but I don't really like it. I feel like when things are trying to go in there, I'm like, I don't know, I don't feel right about it, so I don't really play that game. So that was he was putting it in there, and I was like, oh, I don't understand why you have to do that to me.
Well, see, me being a guy now, I don't think I could handle that either.
Right.
Anything up your body?
Mm-mm. Or the other.
You guys do it all the time.
Yeah.
When I say you guys, I say that to girls too.
No.
I really like you girls.
Thank you.
And I like you, dude.
Thanks.
You're fucking awesome.
I love you guys.
We're going to hook you up. You're going to be a part of the show, and when I'm the greatest of all time and a millionaire, I'm going to put some penis on your vagina.
Thank you.
At least I can do.
And some balls.
I said, give me some boobs while you're at it.
You don't have boobs?
I have hormone boobs, so they're just...
They're just your pill boobs?
They're small. They're not like... Hers are way bigger than
mine. Can I see them?
Yeah, if everybody leaves, I'll show you my boobs.
Everybody leave.
Seriously. I've seen him many times. I'm not going to leave.
I'll show you from my side.
Shut the door, man. I'm going to see his boobs.
It actually worked.
Here we go.
They're just like small little boobs.
They're full-on girl boobs, though. They're just little girl boobs.
They're very... I look like a little... You know when you watch the Asian...
It's crazy to take a pill and it makes you get a booby.
Well, pill and a shot.
And how often do you have to do that?
I take a shot every 2 weeks and a pills every day.
Yep.
Does it do anything else to you? Like make you moody or anything like that?
Oh my god, I'm the biggest fucking bitch. I have the worst period.
What period?
Like PMS.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
Is it every month or whatever?
It's every week.
Wait, you're just a bitter person who has little boobies?
It happens like once or twice.
like one or two.
And you know it. You know it.
Yeah, because I'll sit there and go off and I'll be screaming at
you. You get that too?
It only lasts so long in your system. So, like, you're supposed to do it every 2 weeks. So, normally when it's coming up, you know, you can definitely feel it. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, you know, it's definitely like going through a cycle without the bleeding. So, it's.
You want to kill everyone.
That's so crazy. We have some questions for you before we go. Mike, hey, we can come back in now. I've seen the boobs. Mike.
Yo.
Hey.
Yo, man. I got a couple questions for the trannies or whatever. You say
transsexuals.
I'm not trying to offend anybody, but I'm saying is one a guy that's now a girl, and you say you got a girl that's now a guy?
There's one guy.
I just got off work, and like I said, I was just thinking about this the other day because I was watching the stupid ass like Las Vegas go to jail thing or whatever, and they had a guy that was a girl. Had her sex changed or whatever, but on his license it was still a male. So they were like, didn't know, like, you know, because they can't put him in a girl in with the guys, you know, but he's a dude, but now he was a girl, so they didn't know what to do with him, really.
Oh, the story's killing me.
We have our own cells.
And then he went to jail.
We have our own section in jail.
You do?
Yeah, there's like the overly flamboyant gay people and the transsexuals go into, because we would get.
That's
like,
in LA.
We get the inn in Atlanta. We would get like fucked up, or we would fuck them up. There's, you don't mix them.
If you've in California, you can get your sex changed on your birth certificate and your driver's license. If you look like a woman and you've had your sex changed, they'll probably put you with the women.
Right.
If you are post-op, they're going to put you with women, I think.
I agree. Yeah, unless you're, like, visibly, like, unless you look very masculine, you might be kind of, like...
My driver's license just says female, but I get the female discounts, so it's kind of cool.
If you go to jail, where do you go?
Probably I'll get killed. I have no idea. Hopefully I don't go to jail.
But would you go into man prison or a woman?
They put them in solitary confinement.
Yeah, I would hope not with the men, because I don't know if I could...
That
would be awful if you went there.
I know.
They'd be like, ooh, pussy.
Yeah.
Drop that sound.
Brandon.
Yo, well, it's me.
You're saying Cupcake is not racist.
Not at all, man. Actually, I got an idea here that might be a little bit radical, but I don't even think really there's such a thing as racism. There's just hate, man. It's simple hate. And some people use certain things as an excuse, but I hear you on the show saying shit like, fat people aren't as smart as the rest of other people, and that's a scientific.
I still love fat people.
But if you said, though, that trannies aren't as smart, then you'd be racist. Or if you said black people aren't as smart, then you'd be racist. So
how does that make any sense at all when it's scientifically proven if you're overweight, you're not as intelligent?
Man, they came
it's not scientifically proven that transsexuals are stupid. Well, the black people
but they
are.
Came out, they actually did come out with scientific evidence that said certain things about blacks, and then those
the black people are stupid. Great, thanks, dude. So there you go. Scientific results that are proving that black people are stupid. Great. I can't wait to see those results and bring it out to the world. Great news, Cupcake King. Apparently you're a moron.
I love the shotgun.
Not racist.
Why is his name Cupcake?
Because he knows how to, if you want to get a cake, he'll go get you a cake, a good one, because he's a cake specialist. He knows a lot about cakes.
Oh, okay. That was his
if you go to Starbucks, he'll get you the best coffee cake that they have in there.
Oh.
Which sometimes is necessary if you're going to spend that kind of money over there. You want a good cupcake, none of those shit cupcakes. Because you know in Starbucks, they have ones where you bite it and you're like, fuck, just wasted fucking $2 on this shit.
Have you had their breakfast sandwiches?
Yes.
Like cardboard.
They suck.
I hate it.
They're losing it. Yeah. They used to be sharp, they're losing it.
Yeah.
I think they're on their way out. They're not going to be as big as I thought they were going to be.
They're done.
They went too fast.
Somebody needs to step in and rattle the cage.
It's all about it's Coffee Bean.
Yeah, I was going to say Coffee Bean, but
they're doing all right. A little bit here, but not enough. Someone else needs to come in with a whole new game. Just whoosh, it's over. You guys are shut down.
I recommend this energy drink.
NOS Energy?
Yep.
Is it good, huh?
100%. Citrus.
Ed, you are the last caller. You want to talk about New York?
Well, goddamn, I can't believe I actually got through. Well, I listen to the show every day, and it's very rarely I get the urge to call in to say what's on my mind, but I felt like I needed to support Cupcake just a little bit, because me and my boss have this thing. We work with the public for our job, and we have this saying that there's niggers come in all colors. And, I mean, I'm Puerto Rican, and I know that there's, you know, good Puerto Ricans and there's bad Puerto Ricans, people call sticks or whatever. And I feel like you can
you know, there's good people out there, and that because of the times that, you know, we are in right now, the word nigger was, the term got coined to show disrespect for somebody who is less than another, and then there's people that deserve that, you know, that disrespect in all colors, not just black people. So I feel like, you know, it's not really a term that should be given to a specific color anymore. I think it crosses all different races, personally.
I agree with that.
Yeah. But there's a time and a place where it's offensive, so I just don't, you know, I don't do it. Same as I try not to, you know, I pick and choose, dude. You know, I'm not right, I'm wrong all the time, but, you know, I don't want to say retard, because apparently that offends retards, so I call people fucktards, or you're being fucktarded, or there's a mentally challenged person on the phone, if they really are retarded. I'm just trying to help everybody out, you know?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to spread the word. I feel a lot of ignorant people who listen to the show might think, yeah, Alice is cool, he smashes people for fun and fucking sets fire to shit and talks about titties. Those people are attracted to my show who have never given a transsexual a fucking chance. It's just, oh, they're just a fucking fag. You know,
and they give him a chance.
Huh?
They give him a chance. They go home and look at us on their, you know, on the internet.
So you guys are bitter at these people as well. They've been mean to you, and that's why you're talking like that.
I'm fine with them. I love them.
Oh, yeah.
You love people that hate transsexuals?
Well, because I wear them out.
I don't think I've ever personally met anybody that's hated.
Transsexual porn is one of the biggest things on the internet, and that says something.
Right. Because you're two different sexes at once. It's great.
Yeah.
Right. We are the third gender. We're the upgrade.
You're the future of the human race.
We're woman 3.0, and he's man 3.0. Like, it's just different. Like, we don't bleed all over the place or have babies.
You're the ultimate woman.
You could do it all.
Right. Well, I'm really happy that you came on the show, and good luck in your careers. Domino, what is it? What's the Twitter and your everything?
At Domino Presley on Twitter, and ts-dominopresley.com is my site. And then my DVD is Shemale Porn Star Domino Presley, the Internet Superstar, and it just came out.
What do you got?
And I'm Amy Daly, amydaly.com, just like Carson Daly, D-A-L-Y. And
sure, Carson's happy about that.
Oh, yeah.
I would rather watch a video of you than Carson Daly, though.
It's actually
that
my
guy
last
is a fucking
name.
Asshole.
I was born with that last
name. Are you related
name,
to
so
Carson?
No, right. As far as I know, not. But anyways, on Twitter, twitter.com/
I don't see any resemblance.
XXX.
What is it again?
Amy Daly, XXX on Twitter, amydaly.com for my website.
I like you guys. Sean, what do you got running?
I only have a Twitter.
You're just the man, kicking it.
Yeah, waiting.
You gonna
train
or no training at all? I don't think you should train. You look too fit. To
I'm kind of. I don't think I'm gonna train, so I can give.
Do you think you'll beat him?
I'm hoping.
What is?
I don't
want to
hurt him too bad.
We're having because I have these things called Alice Manias where I have all these different fights, but like kind of funnier fights where people don't get that hurt, but it's still boxing. There's like just different versions of it. But Josh, who led the leave. He fights a girl almost every one of them, and he's only won one time because he's really weak and measly.
Let him fight one of us.
That's not nice.
No, well, you know what? I don't know. I see how that wouldn't be fair, but it's changing my mind now. When you told me about how when you take that stuff that it makes you weaker, physically weaker, that changes
he's
everything.
Gonna murder him.
Well,
no,
this,
I'm not.
See,
I'm
think Sean. Sean looks fast, and Sean looks athletic. You can run and stuff, right?
I used to be a mix.
Yeah, so I feel like, you know, Raw Dog is really, really uncoordinated and really useless.
I think it's going to be a good show.
Huh?
It'll be fun. It'll be a good show.
Yeah, so we're going to have because my TV show starts on Wednesday. Next Wednesday, my TV show starts.
Oh, congratulations.
Awesome. And we're having a party in New York because I'm going to be on Stern Show that day and all that stuff. But then for another episode, I'm going to come back here and have a party here and watch an episode and have a mini Alice Mania at the gym that I train at where he will fight Raw Dog. And another chick, a hot chick, will fight Foxy. So a girl's going to fight Foxy. You guys got to come.
I wish I could fight somebody, but I'd probably get
I can put you in Alice Mania 7, no problem.
Yeah.
Alice Mania 7 is going to be in Vegas in the summertime.
But it's both on the card.
Yeah.
I'll put you both on the card. You should fight each other.
No,
I've
that
never
would be
fight her.
Right.
And then my band's going to play that night at the Roxy.
Oh, nice.
What's your band's name?
Taint Stick. I have two bands, Death Thigh and Taint Stick.
Oh, cool.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I've heard of that. I've heard of Taint Stick.
I see you twittering
some
somebody I'm a huge fan of all the time.
Who's that?
Carrie Hart and Pink.
You like Carrie and Pink?
Oh, my God. I love them. That's like the dream threesome.
To have sex with those two?
Yeah, at the same time.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
I don't think that they'd be into it.
No, probably not.
But maybe there was a time where they did, but it's over now. They get a baby on the way. They are great people.
Pink's hot.
They are really. Yeah, she is. She's a really nice
it's
person.
It's so good to see talented people still.
It is, isn't it? Because she is a very talented person, and it is a it's a fucking rare thing these days. Apparently, if you suck and you're useless, you can get an album deal. And then we'll make a cologne and a fucking aftershave after your useless ass.
That's what I gotta do.
All right, everybody. New York. Because it's Friday. So, on Monday, I will be in New York City. I'm going to New York. I've got to take my wife's gun. I have to take care of my kids for 2 days. I haven't slept. I don't know how I'm going to do that. But then I'm going to go to New York. And then April 6th, everybody's going to go to this Epstein bar place where we have a massive party and 5 people and boobs are going to come out. Same shit, you know. I'm lying.
That would be awesome.
I love everybody. Let's all love each other. Have a great weekend. Don't die.
Good night, guys.